Welcome, Tyndale. Welcome to Abide. Week 6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. John 14. I'm so glad that you're here with me. I'm so glad that you have found a space to sit or to lie down where you can be quiet, where we can all practice being still together. You might even want to grab a blanket just to put around your shoulders or in your lap as just a reminder of being clothed in God's love and His warmth in this time. And so just begin to settle right where you are. Taking in a nice deep breath and an exhale. And today we might just practice taking that breath in slowly, maybe for 5 seconds. We'll try together. Breathe in for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then exhale out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Question as we begin our prayer, why are you here? What is it that you most seek in this time? Maybe you desire peace within, or rest. Maybe you desire a chapel credit, or maybe you're seeking wisdom. Whatever it may be, share your intention with Christ. What is it you desire in this time? How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yes, faints for the courts of the Lord. For my heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself. Blessed are those who dwell in your house, ever singing your praise. Lord, we are little birds, sparrows, longing to nest at your altar, nest in your courts. Where you are is where we want to be. Gratitude practice. We're just gonna spend 2 minutes thinking about all the things we're thankful for. And maybe we'll think of a few and then just want to soak in one or two of them. Or maybe we'll just keep listing one after the other. Or maybe we're at a place where we just can't even think of one thing. So I invite you in these 2 minutes to just try, wherever you are, and speak to your Father about your life right now and the gratitude that you have for whatever is. And the 2 minutes start now. Thank you. beautiful. And if you haven't noticed already in this prayer time, you're going to have thoughts that come up. Thoughts about the day ahead and your schedule and appointments, classes, and you might be thinking about things that already happened. And that's all very normal. And those thoughts will come and go. And I just encourage you, I've been thinking about Mary and Martha because of our time together last week. And I think about the thoughts that come into our minds are kind of like Martha, just trying to keep us on task and not to forget the details. And there's a time, Martha, there's a time for those details. And yet Mary invites us to take those details and set them aside and sit at the feet of Jesus. And so we receive the Mary and Martha in ourselves. And so when thoughts come in this 30 minutes, just say, we'll get to those another time, and escort yourself back down with Mary. And if you have to do this 10 or 20 times in the prayer time, just think how you are making a pathway to surrender and to quiet, and you are clearing the way, clearing a pathway each and every time you return. We're practicing working with our thoughts and having tools to guide them and still them, quiet them. And so we open up the scriptures today in John chapter 14. Here are these words. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I'm going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him, and you have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, Don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father, and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves. I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these, because I'm going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. Listen for the guidance of the Spirit. Hear this passage a second time, read from the Message. Don't let this throw you. You trust God, don't you? Trust me. There is plenty of room for you in my Father's home. If that weren't so, would I have told you that I'm on my way to get a room ready for you? And if I'm on my way to get your room ready, I'll come back and get you so you can live where I live. And you already know the road I'm taking. Thomas said, Master, we have no idea where you're going. How do you expect us to know the road? Jesus said, I am the road, also the truth, also the life. No one gets to the Father apart from me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him. You've even seen him. Philip said, Master, show us the Father. Then we'll be content. You've been with me all this time. Philip, you still don't understand. To see me is to see the Father. So how can you ask, where is the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you aren't mere words. I just don't make them up on my own. The Father who resides in me crafts each word into a divine act. Believe me, I am in the Father, and my Father is in me. And if you can't believe that, believe what you see, these works. The person who trusts me will not only do what I'm doing, but even greater things. Because I, on my way to the Father, am giving you the same work to do that I've been doing. You can count on it. From now on, whatever you request along the lines of who I am and what I am doing, I'll do it. That's how the Father will be seen for who he is in the Son. I mean it. Whatever you request in this way, I'll do. Allow the Word of God to soak even deeper in. Saying, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. And yet, these times are so troubling. We don't know what each day will bring, and these days in ways we've never seen before or had to navigate before. It is troubling, Lord. And yet you say, do not let your heart be troubled, my one, my love. Trust in God. Trust also in me. It says in your word, Jesus, that you and the Father have prepared a place for us because you want to be with us. You want to be with us always. And you say, you know the way. You know where I'm going. And thank you, God, for Thomas, who asks for us, Lord, we don't know the way. We don't know where you're going. Jesus, you say these profound words, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. Lord, we confess that we have well-detailed maps of where we want to go and the time it'll take and the goals we have, and our maps don't serve us so well in year 2020. Things have been shaken. A time where you call us to throw away these maps and allow you to be our road. Our way, that you and a relationship with you is the map, that you and being in relationship with you moment by moment will give us truth, will speak life, and will guide. Wow. I read a little story from a wonderful author named Anthony DeMello. I'd love to share it with you, as it really reminds me of Thomas and his question to Jesus. DeMello describes a fish swimming in the water who has heard the rumor that something called the ocean exists. Desiring to know whether this rumor might be true, the fish stops other fish as he swims, and he asks them whether they too have heard the rumor about the ocean. Oh yes, we've heard about the ocean, they tell him. So where is this ocean? He asks. Oh, we have no idea where it is, they reply. Well, what does it look like, and where would I find it? He persists. No one has ever seen it, they respond. So no one could ever tell you what it looks like or where to find it. With this unsatisfactory reply ringing in his gills, what does the fish do now? Perhaps he decides that ocean is, after all, just a figment of the collective Piscean imagination. Or perhaps he realizes that ocean is the entire mystery in which they all live and move and have their being. humorous to listen in on a fish's conversation with other fish about the ocean, and that they don't realize they're living in the ocean, that the ocean sustains them, holds them, gives them life, breath, food, adventure. It cannot escape this ocean. It's in and through and around its whole being. And yet even this fish wonders where it is. I feel like this little fish sometimes. Where are you, Jesus? What is the way? You're very patient with our questions. From Thomas, Philip, we are swimming in an ocean of you. We are standing on the road of you. Oh Lord, forgive us. We do not understand this beauty, this simplicity, this great vast mystery. So I'm going to give you a moment now to just imagine that God is your ocean and you are that fish. That everything in your life, everything you face, He is there. Be reminded, as Jesus tells us, to notice the works, the miracles, the faithful love that has endured forever in your life. Take this moment now. To fall into the ocean. Those fish had absolutely no intellectual knowledge of the chemical constituents of water, or even the physical existence of water. They didn't know where the water in their pond came from, or where it flowed to after it trickled away down the mountain. But they trusted. They trusted it to hold them in being, to provide them with all they needed to stay alive, and to give them the space and the possibility to be what they are. Faith is about allowing ourselves to rest in the ocean, to rest in the ocean of God's love, and trusting never fail to sustain us, whatever traumatic changes we may be facing. Margaret Silf for your thoughts around the fish and the ocean. Let us listen to the scriptures one last time with new eyes to see the ocean of God, with new eyes and ears to hear about God being our road, our very path. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. And if it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and I'll take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I'm going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? And Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and you have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, don't you know me, Philip? Even after I've been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. And that the Father is in me. The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves. I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. O Lord, may we be aware of the ocean of you. I pray that as we go leave this time of prayer into our day and into the world, that we might carry this time with us, the intimacy, the stillness, and the peace. And we ask for the strength not to break the thread of this union and this desire for you, to be held in you, to be surrounded in you, and to know that you are in the very details of our lives. And we close by saying, glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, as it is now, and ever shall be. Amen. Go in peace, my friends.